How are you, Judy?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing just fine.
Busy times for you, especially with these tough economic times, not only throughout the country, but here in the state of Michigan. I recently received an email from you. A quarterly report compares the fourth quarter of 2010 with the fourth quarter of 2009, and finds that the unemployment rate decreased in all the counties in the mid-Michigan area, and I know you must be happy with that trend.
Yes, that's a wonderful trend. Every single county showed a drop in unemployment, so a decrease in the rate, which is good news, and that's between the fourth quarter of 2010 compared with the fourth quarter of 2009. We kind of look at a couple months at a time to get a better grasp on the trends.
Do you expect for this trend to continue?
Well, you know, we saw out of the University of Michigan this week a projection that we're going to have a lot more jobs than originally thought in Michigan. So I certainly hope so.
Judy, even though that the news is good, it doesn't mean that the large areas, especially in the state, are not still having trouble, as households receiving food assistance and cash assistance continues to grow.
That's right, Tony. Food assistance is a federal program that covers people who live in poverty or near poverty. A family of three, you have to be at 130% of poverty. That's about just under $24,000 a year or less for a family of three. So we're seeing that even though unemployment has dropped, the number of low-income people is on the rise. And we think part of that reason is that people may have gotten back to work. You know, we're coming out of this recession, but maybe they're not working full-time. Maybe they don't have an hourly wage that pays as much as it used to. So families are still really feeling the sting of this recession, and we're coming out of it really slowly.
You know, Judy, we constantly hear or bombarded in the media that there are a lot of folks who are on assistance who do that because it's a choice. It's not necessarily something that they that they're working hard to try and get out of.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Well, I think any of us who knows an unemployed person and have watched that person send out resume after resume over these past several months and not hear a single thing knows what the reality is. It's been very, very tough to find a job. So just saying people who don't have jobs are doing it because, you know, they want to be without work. It's kind of blaming the victims of the recession.
Yeah, but I understand that, and I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm,
I have a friend. He is a plumber. He's a master plumber, and he's been laid off for a while. His company had some challenges because they work on big projects. So here's a guy, instead of going on assistance, he found a job. He's working in a Meyer warehouse right now until he can get another plumbing gig. It doesn't seem like that's the trend, that people don't do what they have to do to support their family, and they lean on the state too much. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that there are a lot of people who are working, but they still aren't making enough money and still qualify for some of these programs. I don't think it's a choice. I think most people who are working would rather have a job that pays decently and supports your family.
Well, what can we do to help those folks, especially in these trying economic times? There are folks that I have heard that said, you know what, the state, the federal governments are not going to be able to help as much as possible, that private services, donations, those type of things are going to have to pick up the slack.
And I think people have stepped up a bit. I think there are studies out there that show we don't have the capacity to pick up that slack. The food banks are a supplement. They cannot fill in for food assistance program. They can help it, but they can't take its place. And we have to recognize that. And not only do the food assistance, not only does it help families in need, and we're talking a lot of children, not only does it feed children, but it brings money into these local communities, because those are dollars that are spent in your local grocery stores, and they're circulated throughout the economy very quickly. So it's not just them, it's an us thing while we're struggling through these tough times, Tony. The other thing is there are a couple items on the table in Lansing. One is to cut the earned income tax credit, which goes to families, working families. And it will push more people into poverty if we end it, and it'll make more people qualify for assistance. So I think we just have to look at the big picture and consider some of the consequences of these actions. The other thing is the governor's budget that's on the table really disinvests in education. And we know from looking at other states that states with a high college, a high percent of its population with college degrees really has a better economy. So do we really want to disinvest in education at this juncture in Michigan?
All right, Judy Putnam is the communications director for the Michigan League for Human Services. She keeps us up to date with these programs that could help people who are in need, especially the children and families involved. Judy, please keep sending us that information, and we'll keep giving you a voice here on the program.
Thank you so much, Tony. Have a good day.